For years, I had all that power in me, but I didn't know it was in there. So I couldn't use it. I didn't know that greater is the Spirit that lives in me than the Spirit that lives in the world. I didn't know I could speak in the name of Jesus and cast demons out of people. I didn't know I had that power. So I never did it. Was I a good Christian? Oh, yeah. Did I go to church every Sunday? Oh, yeah. Was I in church every time the door was open? Yes. But did I ever see a miracle or healing? No. Didn't even know they were available. Did you ever read any books about anybody that did? No. Never heard of anybody that did. And then one day, I happened to turn on Christian television. And there was a guy on there talking about a man by the name of Smith Wigglesworth. And I thought, that's the funniest name I ever heard. That's almost as bad as Scrivener. I thought, Smith Wigglesworth? That's such a strange name. And he said, back when I used to be a young man, when I knew Smith, whenever I saw him do miracles, he said, I remember a woman, they carried up three flights of stairs, and she had crippling arthritis, and Smith laid hands on her and cast that devil out of her, and that woman was instantly totally healed all over. And I said, I'm going to find out who Smith Wigglesworth is. And if he's still alive today, I'm going to go hear him teach, because I ain't never seen nobody cast the devil out of nobody. And so I went down to the Christian bookstore, and I said, did Smith Wigglesworth write any books? And the lady said, no. I said, oh, shucks. I said, I thought surely he must have wrote some books. They said he was a great man of God. Oh, she said, he was a great man of God. Everybody in the world wrote about him, but he didn't write a single book himself. I said, so you have books about Smith Wigglesworth? She said, there's a shelf over there. All these books is about Smith Wigglesworth. I said, woo. So I go over there, and I get a stack of them about that tall. I said, man, I'm going to read about this guy. And I come home, and as I read, and I'm going down through it, and this guy is saying how he does these things. I'm learning. He said, well, one thing I've learned about God, he's a faith God. You got to do it God's way. He said, and he'd quote a scripture, and I'd go to my Bible, and I'd say, my goodness, my Bible says the same thing he said. So all of a sudden, I became dangerous. I believed, if this guy could do it, I think I can do it. In the name of Jesus. I mean, if it's written in my Bible, and he did it, then why can't I do it? And so I started acting on the word. And at first, you know, I'm just like everybody else. I remember when I prayed for Cliff, the little boy, young boy. He come into the house one night, and he had a great big old wart on the back of his hand there. It was just a big old thing. He had white stuff all over it. I said, Cliff, what's wrong with your hand, son? He said, well, I got a great big old wart on there, Mr. Scrivener. And he said, I put that stuff on there to try to get it to go away. I said, are you having any luck? He said, no. I said, how would you like for it to go away? He said, well, that's what I'm trying to doctor it for. I want it to go away. I said, come over here, Cliff. I said, write your name down on a piece of paper, Clifton Wayne Hurley. I said, now, it's going to come off, I guarantee it. So I go home and I get on my face, my first experience. I get on my face before God and I said, Lord, you made me all these promises in your word. Lord, I repent of every sin. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to take that wart off the back of Clifton Wayne Hurley's hand. And I want to praise you and thank you for doing it, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thought, gee, that wasn't very hard. There's got to be more to it than this. And so I just forgot it. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, I get a phone call. Thurman, this is Cliff. I said, well, praise God, son. How are you doing? He said, Thurman, you know that wart I had on the back of my hand? I said, yeah. He said, you know, you said it would go away? I said, yeah. He said, it did. I said, you don't mean it. You're a great man of faith and power. You don't mean it. Do we all have to start somewhere? Yes. And was I a great man of faith? Obviously not. Because when Cliff told me that wart was gone, my first reaction was, you don't mean it. Oh, my goodness. Now, I know none of y'all have ever done that but me, huh? Do we have to learn? We have to take little baby steps, don't we? Yeah. When it's in the kingdom, I won't never be the same. Well, we're not supposed to ever be the same as children of the Most High God, are we? We're supposed to be children that pray and see results when we read the Word. And we do it God's way. You know, everything He says is for a purpose. But this is awesome. He says, but we belong to God. That is why those who know God listen to us. If they do not belong to God, they do not listen to us. That is how we know if someone has the spirit of truth or the spirit of deception. So, you know, you get somebody to come to church. Maybe you get a sick friend and you want them to come out here because you know the healing power of Jesus is in this place. You've seen it. You come out and they listen to 15 minutes of my sermon and they say, I don't believe that junk. And they get up and walk out. Have I had that happen? Oh, yeah. I've had that happen. What's the problem? They don't believe in Jesus. Because if they did, they would have stayed and listened to what I had to say. The scripture says, if they don't believe, they're not of God. They're not God's children. I mean, you try to tell people the truth. And they say, I don't need to go to church. I went to church once. And all the guy talked about was giving money. I thought, well, they ain't never been to my church, that's for sure. Well, that's one thing I don't hardly ever talk about is money. When I need money, you know who I ask? The king. I go straight to the boss in the name of Jesus. And then I don't have to worry about it. He just sends the money. Whatever it is. If I need $10,000, $20,000 to buy some new equipment, whatever I need. I don't never come and ask the congregation. I never send out letters. And when I send out CDs, I just go to the Lord and say, Lord, we need $20,000 worth of new equipment here. And I thank you and praise you for sending it to me. And my lo and behold, next 2 or 3 weeks, that money just comes in. And I get to buy anything I need. Isn't that awesome? I mean, but who runs this ministry? Oh, the king. It belongs to him. And if he put me over it here on earth, all I got to do is ask the boss for what I need. And what does he do? As long as I'm about his business, he sends me whatever I need to pay for whatever I need. Isn't that amazing? I get so tickled that people that supposedly are Christians, and there's several ministries that I've listened to in my life, says, you know, and they'll 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 times during an hour, they'll say, you know, now we need a lot of money, and if you don't send us money, we've got to have money by next week. You don't, we're going to go off the air. When I hear those people, I say, well, just go off the air. Go off the air, you know. If you're begging the people to send you money, then what you need to do is be about God's business and go to him and ask him. And if your ministry is really of him, you don't have to worry. He will send the money to pay your bills. He'll move on somebody's heart to take care of your needs. And then, of course, whoever he moves on their heart, if they're obedient and do what he does, he keeps blessing their socks off. Isn't that amazing? How God blesses those when he says, you know, I want you to send Thurman $1,000. Bob says, yes, sir, Lord. I can think of one man here that came out here. He came out here one time, and he said, Thurman, I want to help you. I said, okay. And he told me what he wanted to do, and I said, well, how much is it going to cost me? He said, nothing. He said, I'm going to do it for you for free. I said, well, okay. So he did, and I said, why do you do this? He said, you know, things are a little slow. I'm not really very busy right now. So I thought, you know, I just thought it would be a good time to come out and help you for a couple of days. And so I thought I'd just do that. I said, okay. And so I said, so business not too good? He said, no. I said, well, Father, in the name of Jesus, he's helped me. I said, now bless him. He called me back later, and I said, Thurman, I didn't get home till my phone rang, and a lady wanted me to come out and look at a job and said, I got a $10,000 job that evening. And so he said, I don't know if there's any relation between the two, but he said, it sure was unique that it happened right after I helped you. And, of course, this happened so many times in the next 3 or 4 years. This guy finally told me one day, he said, I had to tell God, I'm going to go out and help Thurman again, but Lord, I'm not just helping him so you can bless me. He said, Lord, every time I do something for Thurman, you bless me. Well, this ministry, when you bless this ministry with something, what does God do for you? He blesses you. That's exactly right. I can think of people, and I could never call names at all, but I think of people that have supported this ministry, you know, that have given money to this ministry and everything, and they come to me and ask me for a prayer for somebody or something, and I pray, and God, I have seen the Lord heal those kind of people in a heartbeat. And then I've seen others that have been here for a year or two or three or five and never give a dime to the ministry. Of course, I didn't know that because I don't see the records. Cheryl keeps the records. But when I pray for somebody many times and they've been here many years and nothing happens, I said, Cheryl, let me see, is this people, they give anything to this ministry? She said, no, never a dime. They've been here for years. She said, I've never even entered them in the book. They don't give nothing. I said, oh, so you wonder why that you can't get them healed or you can't get the answer to prayer. And somebody said, you can't buy God. I know you can't, but you know, he tells you to give, doesn't he? And he loves a cheerful giver. That's what he said. I love a cheerful giver. So when you give, you know what you did? I've told people a lot of times, if you put your offering in that box over there, don't just go over there and drop it in the box. Say, Lord, I want to thank you. I am so grateful that you have blessed me with the money to give to this ministry. This is your ministry, Lord, and I want to thank you. I'm sowing seed in this ministry. And this ministry is good ground, and so I know I'm going to reap a great harvest. And when you do that, what happens? God blesses you. That's exactly right. I remember when I was back in the Air Force years ago when I was making $40 a week. I know that don't sound like much now, but, you know, It wasn't much then either. Anyway, I was making $40 a week, and I always on Sunday, I knew I was supposed to give, so I always put $1 in the offering plate. Well, that Sunday, when I put my dollar in, later the pastor, I didn't know he was going to preach on tithing that day. He said, you know, there is sometimes people here that'll come here and enjoy the grace of God and the mercy of God, and when the offering plate's passed, they will put a dollar bill in the offering plate, and I looked up and guess where that finger was pointing? Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm trying to get down behind the seat. I thought, Lord, that guy saw me put that dollar. No, that guy didn't see me put that dollar in. But who did see me put that dollar in there? The Lord saw me put that dollar in there. That's why he pointed that finger at me. And then I heard him say, you know, God clearly says in his word, put him to the test. Put him to the test. You give me your tithe and you see if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing you won't be able to contain. And in verse 11 he says, and I will rebuke the devourer for you. I love that. I thought, okay, I went home and I told Betty, I said, you know, we've not been tithing. I've always just give a dollar. But did you hear what that guy said today? She said, yeah, I heard. I said, so what does that mean? She said, well, it means we have to give a tithe. I said, you know what a tithe is off of $40? She said, of course, it's $4. And after all, she said, I went to school too, you know. I said, Lord, there ain't no way. We can't make it now. And I'm putting a dollar. I said, Lord, there ain't no way I can put $4 in that plate and make it. But I said, Lord, you told me to put you to the test and tithe and see if you won't make everything work better. I said, Lord, I repent. Next Sunday, I put $4 in that offering plate. I said, Lord, thank you that I have the $4 to put in. And I'm going to tell you the honest to gospel truth. That's been a long, long time ago. That was back in about 1961 or 2 or somewhere. That's been a while back. But I'm telling you, up until that day, I never had enough money to make it from payday to payday. But after that day, I have never been out of money in my whole life. I've always had enough money to make it. I've had enough money in the bank to pay all my bills, pay off everything, and have money left over to where I can take Cheryl out to dinner once in a while when she wants to go, you know?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Rock Solid Christian, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.